From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's time now for your letters, and you flooded our inbox with comments about our item on the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. On Tuesday night, in a surprising turn, singer Brandy was voted off that show, and Bristol Palin, daughter of Sarah Palin, moved on to the finals. Well, we noticed that it had become quite the water cooler conversation by Wednesday and thought that we'd get a professional opinion, so we asked Pierre Dulaine, a veteran ballroom dance instructor, to weigh in on Bristol's performance. He said, in a word,
unbelievable.
So we asked him to elaborate.
Basically, I mean, she followed her partner quite nicely enough, I suppose, but her shoulders were up. She had a, excuse my expression now, I'm being very honest, a dull face many times. Smiling was hard for her. Her technique was not good at all. She just walked across the stage with the steps that were given to her with difficulty. And certainly for me, not pleasant to watch when you compare it to the other two ladies.
Well, many of you believe that analysis was a waste of our time and yours. Sandra Brillhart of Southampton, New Jersey writes, I fail to see how reporting on the surprise results of the previous night's episode of Dancing with the Stars merits coverage on your or any serious news program. The only thing this story provoked me to do was change the station.
Gail Larson of Paulsbow, Washington, writes this. Two words about Dancing with the Stars, regardless of whether Bristol Palin is on it or not. Who cares? I appreciate the need to include lighter fare with the serious news stories and usually enjoy it, but this...
And Mary Yeager of Hickman, Nebraska writes, unbelievable. My husband and I can't seem to turn on ABC television, which airs several of our favorite shows, without finding Dancing with the Stars on. If we make the mistake of tuning in early for a favorite show, no matter the night, there it is, Dancing with the Stars. We've come to fear that celebrity dancers are taking over the American Broadcasting Company. Imagine my horror when, settling into my car for the regular drive home from work with NPR, the first thing I hear is a report about Dancing with the Stars. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Well, we appreciate your comments and find them very believable. Please keep them coming. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable.